With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer James Ellroy has an obsession with the Los Angeles of the 1940s and 50s.
It is the focus of my richest and darkest and deepest curiosities.
James Ellroy was born in L.A. in 1948. He was 10 when his mother was murdered.
Simply put, a man picked her up in a bar and strangled her, and the killing was never solved.
James Ellroy's novel, The Black Dahlia, based on the brutal unsolved 1948 murder of a young woman in L.A., was published in 1987, his breakthrough book, and the first novel in what he calls his L.A. Quartet.
The L.A. Quartet spans 1947 to 1959 in Los Angeles. And my new book, White Jazz, published by Knopf, is the concluding volume.
Ellroy says his books are more than crime stories, but a detailed tableau of L.A. in the 40s and 50s.
Concentrating on social history, police corruption, political corruption, major crimes of that time fictionally transposed.
As in his earlier books, Ellroy interweaves real people with fictional characters in White Jazz.
You've got real characters like Howard Hughes and the gangster Mickey Cohen and William F. Parker, the L.A. Chief of Police, and many fictional characters as well.
And despite the historical nature of his work, he insists he does little research.
I have been obsessed with that era for so long. I know so much about it just from having done casual reading and instinctive casual reading, particularly, that it's just there.
Knopf published James Ellroy's hard-boiled crime novel, White Jazz. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. James Ellroy's recent crime novel, White Jazz, is highly stylized, with rarely a complete sentence.
I would call it a stream of consciousness suited to the dark, violent events that the story tells. It is the first-person narrative of a very corrupt policeman named Dave the Enforcer Klein. He's a bag man. He's a gopher for the mob. He's in love with his own sister. He's not a nice man. He is a dark, corrupted soul.
There are no heroes in James Ellroy's White Jazz.
I don't go along with the old saw that in crime fiction, you need a sympathetic character to engage the reader's empathy. I think that the same rules that apply to so-called mainstream fiction apply to crime fiction.
Klein, the brutal and corrupt cop in the book, literally gets away with murder.
Klein's punishment is knowing what he's done, and knowing where he's been, and knowing that there are no means of atonement.
White Jazz may be Ellroy's most ambitious book to date.
I construct each and every succeeding book from the standpoint of how to make it bigger, better, richer, darker, deeper, more stylized, more profound.
Ellroy says he's decided to move his books away from the narrow locale of Los Angeles.
What I want to do is recreate American history in the 20th century through crime novels.
And his next book will look at the secret history of America from 1957 to 1968.
An epic for the whole family, if the name of your family is Manson.
James Ellroy, author of White Jazz, published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer James Ellroy is fascinated by the symbol of a Borzoi greyhound on the books issued by his current publisher, Knopf.
Knopf is the king of publishers. Not only that, I'm the demon dog of American literature, and they are the home of the Borzoi, so you get a dog in the spine of your book.
When James Ellroy and his former wife were divorced, Ellroy won visitation rights with their dog, Barco, a bull terrier, a member of a strange breed.
They love all humans, and they dislike all other animals and go right for the throat.
There's a photograph of Barco and Ellroy on the dust jacket of his recent crime novel, White Jazz, the story of a corrupt cop in the Los Angeles of the 1950s. Ellroy says he makes detailed plans before he starts writing.
The outline for White Jazz, my new book, which is just out, was 164 pages. The outline for the book I'm working on now is 345.
Ellroy goes all over the world to promote his books.
I have no desire to see the Taj Mahal, climb Mount Everest, see tourist attractions. I've been to Paris 7 or 8 times. I'm only there to promote my books. Whatever I happen to see out the window of my cab or my car or my train is dandy to me.
James Ellroy, former caddy, says he's in the back nine of life, to use a golf metaphor, and he sees his novels as his gift to humanity.
Someday I'll be gone, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, stormy weather cause your pump to rust, but these books of mine will be around.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.